The area around the Jacksonville Sportsplex could look very different in a couple of years. The Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall is here with the latest on two big projects transforming this area, including Lot J. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. Mike, you got a peek at some renderings related to the Lot J project that gave a little bit more detail than you previously knew.
Yeah, so the chief operating officer of the Cordish Companies, which is the company that is working with Shad Khan to develop Lot J, gave a sneak peek to the Mennonac Club of Jacksonville last week, and it actually showed an increase in residential density and then also shifting some of the proposed corporate office space to Lot J Phase 2.
So that means more apartments.
And that we may not see that office tower immediately.
What is in Phase 1 right now?
So in Phase 1, you're going to see the Live Arena, which is kind of a gathering place where people can go indoors and watch away games, watch other sporting events. You're going to have food and restaurant and beverage all kind of in this one location. And it will be also a venue for live events, but it'll be smaller than Daly's Place or the ViStar Memorial Arena. You'll also have a 200-unit boutique hotel, and they're actually looking at 700 units of apartments, all in that area just west of the stadium. Now, they're also talking about Lot J Phase 2, which would include that corporate office tower as well as more residential and a parking garage connecting both structures.
Now, this entire project, spearheaded by Shad Khan, how much of a done deal is this, Mike, and how much city money are they still asking for to make this happen?
And that's the question. We still haven't seen the development agreement from the city. Mayor Lenny Curry's administration has proposed $233 million in taxpayer-backed incentives for Phase 1 of Lot J. We've seen a term sheet for that back in July, but we still haven't seen the final agreement. And the mayor's office says that they're still in negotiations with the Jaguars, although they always add that they're closer than they've ever been.
And of course, city council would have to sign off on this. And we remember a few years back, there was quite a debate over Daly's Place and the $45 million public investment made into that live music venue. So we might see some of that.
We could. And before it even hits city council, it has to be approved by the Downtown Investment Authority. So there's still quite a few steps that need to happen before they break ground. One of the things that the Cordish Company said during their presentation was that we're likely to see work on the site by maybe summer, but that would be more environmental mitigation. So we won't actually see vertical construction until at least June of 2021. But that all depends on when the city or if the city approves that development agreement.
Okay, so moving from Lot J a little bit west down Bay Street, there's another project that was just announced that will also be a pretty significant change to the area around the stadium.
Yeah, so a Georgia-based developer has submitted plans and designs to the Downtown Development Review Board for what they're calling the Doro. It's actually a redevelopment of the existing Doro Fixtures Company near Intuition Ale Works and Manifest Distilling. They're talking about an 8-story mixed-use development, apartments, retail, restaurant. And there's some interesting features on this, like an open-air patio with possibly bar space on the rooftop, rooftop pool, and then what they're calling the alley, which would be in between Manifest Distilling and this development. So some of that ground floor retail, which could be restaurants, it could be shops, but it'll really like lead right into this alleyway. And they're really hoping to create kind of a unique space there.
Regardless of what happens with either of these projects, Mike, we have to mention this area is transforming anyway because the Hart Bridge ramps are about to come down. Trees are already being cut down around WJCT and the area around the stadium.
Yeah, one way or another, the area is going to be completely changed. And having that at-grade roadway once the bridge comes down will definitely increase the activity in the area. The whole reason they're bringing those ramps down is to make the area more viable for development.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.